Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, we have Julie Brewster joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kennedy.
So, Julie, tell us about Plymouth Pink.
In 2020, when the world was shut down, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. And as I'm sure Kennedy knows, it's a crazy time. And one thing that happened to me after my diagnosis was someone sent me a gift. And it was someone that I didn't know that was a friend of a friend of a friend. And I was so touched. It was probably one of the first times I really had a hard cry from knowing that I had cancer. And once I was recovered after my 3 surgeries, after, about a year and a half out, a lot of people would say, like, hey, Julie, you're so open about it. Like, can you talk to this person? Can you talk to that person? Knowing that this person was going through cancer, just diagnosed. And I was like, yeah, of course, because everyone knew my story. My pictures were all over the place. I talked about it because I wanted to be open, knowing that anybody can talk about it or say, like, well, what did it feel like? How did you know? And what happened was, as I would talk to these women, some that I never even met, I would just put a basket together of everything that really helped me or that I enjoyed. It helped me before surgery, during recovery. And I would just send them, knowing that when someone did that to me, it made me feel so loved and so amazing. And I want to just give back. Over the past maybe 2.5 years, I would do it on my own. It's about $100 a basket. And I really wanted to take it to the next level where I can help a lot more women. Well, and men, I know men have it as well. It's not as common. But so what happened was, I've been talking about it. I talked to the gym that I own, the community, about it. And I said, let's really launch it. I have the Facebook page. I have the Instagram. I have the tax ID number. Let's launch it and start making some funds. So we had a huge fundraiser, and with the CrossFit community, we raised $4,000. And then I had a basket making fundraiser at a local place in Plymouth last night. And we put all these baskets together with a list saying, you know, you are loved, and here are some things to help you feel comfortable, between blankets and socks and chapstick and long phone chargers and Stanley's with the straw, because you're like T-Rex arms for 6 weeks and you can't lift up your hands and drink. Just all these little things. The hospital gives you some basic information, but they do it all the time. So when you have breast cancer, hopefully you're only doing it once, but it's brand new. So you're like, I don't know what to do. The list says this. So I have this nice personalized letter and information. And if they want to reach out, some I've already been talking to for over a year. Some I have met, some I have never met. And now my goal is to coordinate with hospitals and find out who needs some help, who needs some assistance, who, you know, they can just ask. A lot of people have just said to me, Julie, so-and-so is going through, can we send her a basket? Of course, yes. So on a smaller scale, that's what's been happening. And now we're ready to bring it to a bigger scale. I know other...
Well, it sounds like you don't know what your plan is.
Yeah.
That was sarcasm.
Yeah, I will say it's the people that I have not met and don't know that I will ever meet that have been some of the biggest sources of support through this journey. So what you're doing is really wonderful. So if people want to help, how can they help?
Yes, they can help. My website is plymouthpink.com. It directly goes to the Facebook page and they can message me there. The Instagram is plymouthpinkinc, I-N-C at the end. They can message me there as well, and they can help. I'm in the process of setting up a donation QR code. But in the meantime, even if they just need support or they need support for a friend, I can mail out baskets they can pick up. anything they would like, but definitely through Facebook and Instagram right now. So awesome. Direct message.
Wow.
Julie, you're awesome. A force.
You're
in
an
nature.
Absolute powerhouse.
Yes, you are.
Breast cancer picked the wrong one with you.
All right. So again, if you want to look them up, go to PlymouthPink.com. PlymouthPink.com. That's PlymouthPink.com. And Julie, now you are officially a member of the Carson Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Woo! Yes, that's awesome. Thank you so much.
Well, I love it. Well, we love you. Thank you for coming on the show and sharing that this morning.
I appreciate it. Thanks so much, guys.
All right. Talk to you soon, Julie. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.